Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Sue Peterson, and she is the children's librarian at the Atlantic Public Library. Good morning to you, Sue.
Good morning.
Well, I guess welcome. How many days have you been here?
Oh, goodness. I don't know exactly the number of days, but I started on December 9th.
Okay, so you're getting into it, but I'm sure there's still a lot of things, new things to learn. So saying that, not everybody maybe knows that you are new to this library, but you are not new to libraries. Tell us a bit about that background.
Okay. Well, for the last 6 years, I worked as the assistant slash children's librarian at the Griswold Public Library. And then, so it made it a little bit of an easy transition here. I was familiar with a lot of the policies, procedures, and everything that goes into running a library.
And saying that, most of us, unless you have that job, we have really no idea about all of the things that you need to know about books and kids and all, like you say, the policies and regulations. Do those policies come mostly from the local library, or are there state rules, federal rules? Where do all those come from?
It's a combination of all of the above. There are certain policies and procedures that are written in the Iowa chapter codes. There are some federal regulations that we have to follow. There are state regulations, and there are also city ones. So every city has their own bylaws and ordinances in regards to the operation of a library.
Okay, and you certainly have to know all of those kinds of things. Was there anything really different and new between Griswold, where you were, and here?
The biggest difference is the size. Griswold is a town of 1,000, and we serve some of the outlying communities, such as that are in the district, mm-hmm. and everything. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the biggest difference would definitely be the size.
Okay. And of course, saying size, right now, where the children's library is, you're kind of buttoned in here to a small space. Tell us a little bit about what's going on, just in case people don't know.
Well, we are in a very cozy situation. We are currently using meeting room A and B to meet the needs of our patrons. We did have to pack away a few items. We tried to decide, you know, what was the best things to keep out and available. And so yes, if you come to visit us, look for us in the meeting room.
And of course, that's all due to a fairly good-sized renovation, mainly on the main floor when you come in to the Atlantic Public Library.
That's correct. We are renovating the children's department, and then our lobby is going to get a little bit of a facelift as well. New paint, new tile. The children's area, we're going to have three distinct areas now for our teen patrons, our what is called the tween patrons. Those are like late elementary, middle school aged, and then there'll be a children's area.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's fun to look forward to that. Sometimes we have to go through some growing pains to get there, but that's always fun to look forward to. And the other thing I think for people in general, even if they hadn't usually come to the children's library, is that whole desk area is being moved.
Yes, the circulation desk is moving, so they will see you right when you walk in the door and will be able to greet you instead of having to walk a ways into the area.
Okay, so folks, if you haven't been to the library for a while, well, come on in. The adult section is all the way it was, and, you know, just come and see. And I know there'll be an open house and so on when we get really ready to do all those kinds of things. So I want to know about your philosophy on reading. Did you read a lot when you were a little kid?
I did. I was a very avid reader. In middle school, I was reading classics such as Little Women, Adventures of Tom Sawyer. I was very fortunate to have an English teacher that pushed me above and beyond what that grade level deals with. So I've always had a very strong love of reading.
Mm-hmm. And so how do you get people interested? Here, this is maybe a tough question, Sue. How do you get people interested in reading, especially kids, because that's who you're involved with, who say, I don't like to read?
I am a firm believer that there is a book for everybody out there. It's just a matter of finding it, finding out what they're interested in and making a match. And that's one of my favorite parts of the job, is finding somebody a book that they love to read.
Get them started and guess kind of once you get started, you're kind of hooked into that, hopefully, and make it really fun. Well, the other fun thing that you do normally is you have lots of activities for kids, kind of curtailed right now. But do you have anything going on right now?
Right now, the only thing that we have going on is my visits to the schools and the preschools and everything. We are hoping to maybe have a few small-scale programs during spring break, but we're mostly aiming towards summer reading, and it sounds like that might be about the time that we get moved back into our new area as well.
Yeah, lots of changes there. Well, tell me, I was reading something about Booknopoly. I'm not even sure I said that right. Well, what's that about?
Bookopoly. You're really close. It is based off of the board game Monopoly, and we created it so that some of the topics are like read a historical fiction, read a book by a new author, read a book that is out of your quote unquote comfort zone. And so it's been a fun way to get everybody engaged. We're participating both upstairs and downstairs, and it's been a lot of fun to help people find books and to help them discover new books that they wouldn't consider reading otherwise.
Yeah, sometimes we need a little push. It's easy to get in a rut reading the books that we really, really like. Are there some prizes involved?
Yes, there are different prizes that are involved. All of those are located upstairs right now, mainly because we didn't have the room to showcase ours. But if you look by the circulation desk, there is an area that you can see what the prizes are that you would be working for.
And what age does this cover in terms of this game?
Anybody. We have as little as 3 and 4 years old. The parents are reading the books to them, and so we're very excited that we were able to find something winter-wise to do that covers all the ages.
Very good. You mentioned visiting schools. What do you do when you go to schools?
I usually bring a book or two to read to the kids. I also bring them books that they can have during the month at the classroom. A lot of the schools have different themes and activities that they are focusing on, so they tell me what those are, and then I try and find books that match that for them. And then we have fun with music as well. Songs are a lot of fun, especially at a preschool age, so we usually get up and do some dancing and singing as well.
Use up a little bit of that energy. So where do you get all the ideas? I mean, there's themes and there's activities and there's games. Where do you get all of this?
Well, I like to say that Pinterest is my best friend. I get a lot of ideas from there. There are Facebook groups that are specifically for librarians as well that we all share ideas. And other libraries are probably your biggest idea gatherers. I spend a lot of time looking on Pinterest and scrolling through other libraries' events and things to try and find different ideas that even if we might not successfully be able to do it 100% here, I might be able to customize it to work here as well.
Mm-hmm. And then I believe you have a county group where you get to visit with some of the other local librarians?
Yes, that's correct. Cass County is the only library in the state of Iowa that has all of the libraries in the county participating in an association, something we're very proud of. So we have a Cass County Library Association, and like I said, all 6 of the libraries in the county participate in that, and we get together once a month, share ideas, share expenses as well. We often find that we can get certain things at a bulk rate and share it amongst all the libraries as well.
Now, somebody mentioned me, and this I may be putting you on the spot. I'm not sure if you know about this. A trivia game that's related to libraries?
That's correct. This will be the 3rd year that we've done that. It is a trivia night. You can pick up registration and information forms at any of the libraries in Cass County. It will be held at the community building in Griswold, and it's a trivia night. It's a lot of fun. We bring in pizza from a local place, and everybody really has a lot of fun with it. So if you're interested, contact a librarian at your local library.
Okay. And then there's always the websites and Facebook, and just kind of search for whatever library, and it's there online.
Yes, I think the trivia night is advertised on every single one of the Facebook pages or the library pages in Cass County, so you would definitely be able to find it.
Very good. We've been visiting with Sue Peterson, who is the children's librarian here at the Atlantic Public Library, and it's just so exciting I mean, no matter what your space suit, it's being in the library with books is exciting.
Yes, very much so. I enjoy it a lot.
Very good. Well, we want to thank you, Sue Peterson, for visiting with us. And until next time, here's a thought. The biggest asset for every library goes home at night. That's the staff.